Welcome to Aviation Close Calls. Cautionary tales from pilots about things that went wrong, what they did, and the advice they have for others. These stories are brought to you by the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, helping you learn from other pilots.
CAS A Close Call. One wrong turn. I was so excited to be undertaking my first real cross-country flight, having recently obtained my RAOS cross-country endorsement. I had hired the small Technam P2002 that I'd flown for about 50 hours previously as part of flying training, and the endorsement, and with confidence, had decided I was competent and ready for my first real adventure. I'd been living for several years in a remote mining town in the mid-north region of South Australia, with the nearest aerodrome and flying school located at Port Augusta. My real hometown was Mount Gambier, located about 1,000 kilometres to the southeast. So what better place to make as my destination for a proper cross-country flying experience? I planned my flight in two stages. The first leg from Port Augusta to Gawler, with an overnight stay, and the second from Gawler to Mount Gambier. I'd studied my charts and NOTAMs in great detail and was very confident, despite the complex restricted airspace structures around Gawler. What could possibly go wrong? I departed on a cloud and visibility Cavo K day from Port Augusta and followed my planned flight path meticulously until I approached the Clare Valley region. Ahead of me was a dense bank of low cloud. I considered my options and made the decision to divert around the cloud. The Technam had no electronic navigation aids, so everything needed to be done from charts and dead reckoning. I altered course to the east, flew around the cloud bank, then adjusted my flight path to my original course once I had clear air ahead of me again. Or at least, this is what I thought I'd done. In fact, I flew past my original planned flight path and assumed a track further to the west. Without realizing, I had mistaken the township of Freeling for the similar township of Kapunda on my chart, and was happily flying on an unintended route that had me traversing active restricted airspace. I was completely oblivious to my misdemeanor until I heard a call over the radio.
Aircraft in the vicinity of Freeling, helicopter R440, Tango Quebec, flying 2 or 3 to the Adelaide Centre is trying to contact you.
Is that call about me? Adelaide Centre? Trying to contact me? How could this be? I hadn't heard anything on my radio. Oh, wait. I'm not monitoring the correct area frequency. I hadn't changed it since departing Port Augusta. I instantly checked the correct frequency from my WAC chart and immediately called up Adelaide Centre.
Adelaide Centre, Technam 4998. Can you read me?
Technam 4998, go ahead.
Adelaide Centre, Technam 4998, currently at 2,500 feet in the vicinity of Kapunda. Are you trying to contact me?
Technam 4998, please ident.
I pressed ident on my transponder.
Technam 4998, we have you identified. You've just flown through restricted airspace.
Adelaide Centre, Technam 4998, thank you, my apologies.
I wasn't sure what else to say at this point. Besides, my head was now completely bamboozled trying to establish what had occurred. If I wasn't in the vicinity of Kapunda, then where was I? The Barossa tourist helicopter pilot had previously said something about Freeling. Where is that? I found Freeling on my map and figured the general region where I must now be. Not wanting to get further into the unknown, and with the Adelaide Hills approaching ahead, I decided to fly in circles until I could establish my actual location. It seemed like an eternity, and I was starting to feel the effects of panic set in. Eventually, I spotted a winery that I knew. I'd been there several times and was sure of its proximity to my intended destination. I followed a main road and, sure enough, soon found Gawler Aerodrome. I landed safely and alighted the aeroplane, somewhat shaken by the whole experience. I had just flown right through restricted airspace, completely oblivious to the seriousness of my situation. Upon reflection, and notwithstanding the fact that I had made errors when navigating from my charts, I realized my failing had been to forget that aspect of my cross-country training whereby I run through the clear-off checklist: compass, log, engine, altitude, radio, orientation, fuel, force landing. I'd been trained to follow these checks at every waypoint, of which one is selecting correct radio frequencies. But on this flight, I had not undertaken this key aspect of cross-country flying. How could I have forgotten? I still cannot understand. However, having made this mistake, every element of clear-off is now very much at front of mind on all cross-country flights. The day following my mistake, I continued my flight to Mount Gambier and, on my return home, discussed the matter with my flight instructor. I decided to self-report using the RDAOS Occurrence Management System. A couple days later, I was contacted by the RDAOS Operations Manager and we discussed the incident in detail. My cross-country endorsement was suspended, only to be reinstated after successful completion of a further, more stringent cross-country exercise with my flight instructor. Lessons learnt? I consider myself fortunate not to have initiated a serious air safety incident. I learnt the hard way of the importance of radio management. This was also a wake-up call on my abilities to properly read a map. I was overconfident and did not make enough positive ground fixes while diverting around the low cloud. Even though I now fly with the aid of an electronic flight bag, I still plot my flight on charts and make positive ground fixes en route as a backup. I do not ever want to have my software fail, then be in that same predicament of staring at a map and not knowing my location.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Aviation Close Calls, brought to you by the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. This close call talked about the importance of visual flight rules. The VFRG helps pilots prepare, plan, and fly safely under visual flight rules. Get a copy of our visual flight rules guide from our online store or download the PDF. Visit shop.casa.gov.au.